Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This next hymn that we're going to be learning is a very special one. It says, "I'm a child of the King." Did you know that you are a child of the King of the universe?
My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holds the wealth of the world in His hands. Of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold, His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I am a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King.
Hello, boys and girls. We are learning a wonderful story today about a rich young ruler who came to Jesus and wanted to know how he could be saved, how he could have eternal life and live forever in God's kingdom. What did Jesus tell him? Well, last time we learned that Jesus told him to obey the Ten Commandments. And the young man said, "Well, that's what I do." So we're going to learn today what else Jesus told him. But before we get started with our lesson, let's pause and let's pray that Jesus will be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you will come into our hearts. Help us to understand what we read. Help us to have ears to hear what your Spirit says to us. Not my words, but your words. Thank you. Amen. Jesus had just told the rich young ruler to obey the commandments if he wanted to be in God's kingdom. And Jesus didn't say that he needed to obey any of the made-up rules. There were many rules that the Pharisees and the scribes had that had nothing to do with what God wanted them to do. Was the young man sure that he was already obeying the Ten Commandments? What Jesus said next must have been such a shock that the young ruler could hardly believe his ears. Let's look and see what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. If you've been following along this week, we've been hanging out in Matthew. You might want to just put a bookmark there because we're going to be there a lot this week. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. Matthew chapter 19. The chapters are the big numbers or the headings. Chapter 19, and then the verses are all those little numbers underneath it, and they go in order. So you have the smaller numbers up above, and it gets bigger as you go down. Matthew chapter 19, verse 21. What does that say?
Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." Matthew 19, verse 21.
Whoa. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor? Could Jesus really mean what he just said? Many thoughts must have rushed through the young man's mind. He had never thought that he wasn't obeying those 10 rules. But Jesus knew that he wasn't. Jesus loved that young man. He could be a good disciple. He could finally be in God's kingdom. Jesus knew that he hadn't realized that he was breaking the very first commandment about having no other gods before the true God of heaven. Wait a minute. What does that have to do with selling what you have and giving to the poor? Well, let me ask you a question. What was more important to this young man? Was it having money? Or was it giving to the poor and following God? We're going to see in a minute. But when we hold on to things and we don't want to give them up, that means that we have something in the place of God. Something else is before God. I think of a story about a little girl who was at a camp meeting. She was sitting next to her mom, listening to the pastor preach. And as she was sitting there, she was holding this little umbrella, this little pink parasol. This umbrella was very special to her, and she kept clutching it and then holding it out and looking at it and clutching it and then holding it out. You could see that there was this terrible struggle going on. She had heard the pastor say that if there's anything that we hold on to, then we're not putting Jesus first. And she looked at that parasol and she thought about Jesus and what he had done for her. And oh, there was this struggle going on. And finally she decided, you know, I'm going to give it to Jesus. Once she had made that decision, her face was beaming and happy. She looked up at her mommy and she said, "Oh, mommy, I am willing to give up my parasol for Jesus." And her mommy smiled and hugged her because she knew that her little girl had just put Jesus first. Jesus doesn't want anything to stand between us and him. God wants us to have nothing between him and us. We want to make sure that nothing stands between us and Jesus. It might be a favorite toy, like the little girl's parasol. It might be an animal, a puppy or a horse or a goat that you just love and you could not imagine life without it. Or it might be a person that you spend so much time with them, you don't spend any time with God and you'd rather spend time with them. Well, this young man, he loved being rich. He loved being important, and he loved that more than he loved God. Jesus knew that he didn't truly love others as much as he loved himself. Now he had a choice. As the rich young ruler stood looking into Jesus' eyes, a terrible struggle was going on in his mind. How could he do what Jesus said he must do? He would be poor. All his important friends would leave him. People might think he was crazy. But at the same time, he wanted eternal life. It was a hard choice. It was a hard choice. To give up everything he had, to live a different way than he was used to, was hard. But would it be worth it? Oh, yes. I think of Jesus. Jesus lived in heaven and he had everything that you could ever imagine. And yet, he gave up everything for us. He came to this earth and he gave up everything. He gave up his riches. He gave up his friends who were angels. He gave up his power and his authority to come and live as a human being, just like us, on this dark, dirty, terrible planet. Well, at least compared to heaven, right? Jesus doesn't ask us to give up more than he was willing to give up. Did you catch that? Jesus will never ask you to give up more than what he did. He won't ask you to give up more money. He won't ask you to give up more friends. He won't ask you to give up more toys. Jesus was willing to give up everything for us, every single thing for us. He loves you so much. He longs to see you in heaven, and he longs to see you choose him. We each have a choice to make, just like that rich young ruler. We have the choice to follow Jesus and to maybe give up some things now, but to have the reward of heaven. Who do you think tries to keep us from choosing Jesus and choosing the right choice? It's Satan. He does not want you in God's kingdom, so he tries to keep you so distracted and so caught up in things that you don't have a chance to spend time with Jesus or to think about Jesus. If you had been that rich young ruler, what would your choice be? I hope that you would choose Jesus, that you would choose to follow him. Let's pray. Lord, I choose today to follow you, and I hope each and every boy and girl who's listening right now that they will choose that too. Come into our hearts. Help us to have the power to say no to Satan and the power to say yes to you. Amen. Our memory verse goes right along with today's lesson. Do you know it yet? Well, we are going to sing it together.
Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Give to the poor, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.